27 years ago, abortion became a litmus test for Supreme Court nominees following confirmation hearings for the late Robert Bork. Now, some doctors are worried that anything a physician says about guns may be as controversial for Surgeon General nominees. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Martha Biebinger explains.
President Obama tapped Vivek Murthy to become the nation's next top doc in November. Last month, the 36-year-old Boston internist was on Capitol Hill for a confirmation hearing.
How would you measure progress on any campaign to reduce obesity?
Most of the questions during Murthy's nearly two-hour Q&A focused on health care issues and the Affordable Care Act. Murthy is a strong supporter of the federal law. And after the Sandy Hook shootings, he urged Congress to pass stricter gun laws. That became a point of concern for Senator Lamar Alexander, a Republican from Tennessee.
You said in your advocacy for passage of gun control last year, tired of politicians playing politics with guns, putting lives at risk because they're scared of the NRA. To what extent do you intend to use the Surgeon General's office as a bully pulpit for gun control?
Thank you, Senator Alexander. So to start, I do not intend to use the Surgeon General's office as a bully pulpit for gun control. That is not going to be my priority. As we spoke about, my priority and focus is going to be on obesity prevention.
Murthy cleared the Senate committee by 4 votes. 1 month later, the director of the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action delivered a letter to Senate leaders opposing the nomination. Here's Chris Cox on Fox News.
Mr. Murthy's not just a gun control supporter, he's a gun control activist. And it's clear that his agenda is to treat a constitutional freedom like a disease.
NRA members began calling senators, saying a vote for Murthy would be a vote against the gun rights organization. Now, some Democratic senators have said or signaled that they won't support Murthy's nomination. That shift has stunned many in the public health community. Dr. Atul Gawande works with Murthy at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital.
It's a ridiculous attack to claim that any doctor is an anti-gun radical for holding mainstream views and could risk disqualifying entire swaths of physicians.
The American Medical Association and most medical specialty groups have policy statements in support of tighter gun laws. In an editorial, the New England Journal of Medicine said that to give a special interest group like the NRA veto power over the nomination of the nation's top doctor is unacceptable.
It's completely inappropriate for it to be a litmus test.
That's Dr. Robert Sagi, a point person for the American Academy of Pediatrics on gun safety.
And the Surgeon General shouldn't have to be an outlier, someone who doesn't follow current science and current recommendations. That would be very dangerous for the country.
But as NRA opposition grows, so do concerns about Murthy's qualifications and political ties to President Obama. Richard Carmona was Surgeon General during the administration of George W. Bush.
In the case of the young nominee who is presently being considered, I think he has great potential. And again, I want to make it clear, this is not a criticism of him directly, but I think it's a criticism of the process. This shouldn't be a patronage position.
A White House spokesman says President Obama expects Murthy will be confirmed, but adds that the administration is recalibrating its strategy. That might mean shoring up support sooner rather than later, or waiting until after the midterm elections. Or it may be a signal that Murthy's nomination will be withdrawn. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.